I want to hear from you about this LeBron James commentary. It's amazing how these player pundits don't want to be held accountable for their views. The player pundits. If you're a professional athlete and you turn into a political pundit.
Or a celebrity.
Then don't expect to avoid criticism. I would never criticize LeBron James for his, you know, his talent and his athleticism because, I mean, he's the expert. I'm not. But just like it was the case with Barbara Streisand and the Dixie Chicks and REM, Michael Stipe, and all these people who were trashing George Bush in the 2000s when I wrote the book Shut Up and Sing, same deal with these coaches and athletes now. This San Antonio Spurs coach, last time I checked, he was white. We took him to task 2 days ago. Similarly, you know, Howie Long's kid on the Philadelphia Eagles team, not going to the White House, we criticized him. And when you're Kevin Durant, one of the best players in the nation for the Spurs, and also with, of course, LeBron James, the Cavaliers, and you use the F-bomb, and you say that Trump's a racist, don't expect that we're going to sit by and say, oh, isn't that good on you? Good on you, LeBron. That's such informed commentary. I want Victor Davis Hanson to comment on that as well. Hey, Victor, so I took on the LeBron James commentary about President Trump where he says he's a racist and just use the F-bomb. It's just the nastiest stuff. Kevin Durant, same thing. Just nasty, nasty stuff. And the New York Times is calling up Fox saying, well, what's your reaction to the thought that this is racist? That this is racially insensitive to criticize LeBron James. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, when people, they understand that protocol was established during the Obama administration when not only could you not criticize Obama, but he was declared a god and tingle legs and all that pant crease stuff. So we got into a habit. Remember that George Bush, there was something called Kill Chic, or Assassination Chic. We had the Checkpoint novel, the documentary. His head was on Game of Thrones. And then we had an 8-year hiatus, which I welcomed, that nobody would dare do that to Obama. Now we're back to stabbing Trump, blowing him up, cutting his head off. And there's no, in this latest shooting, there's no connection that maybe this society that has such a low bar where people imagine blowing up the President of the United States or cutting his head off have a problem with the gratuitous expression of metaphorical violence. But everybody understands the rules, and if people like you and I and others don't call them out on it, it's never going to change. They're going to get more and more emboldened. But there's two issues there. One is LeBron James, just because he happens to be black, doesn't give him an exemption from the rules of logic. And two, why do we even care what a celebrity or a basketball? Why does he think we would care what they say? It would be as if I would, you know, go out and try to play basketball, and that would be proof of my authority. So she can shoot, and that's about all he can do. I mean, as far as a commentator.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be a pundit, then don't be surprised when people treat you like a pundit and call you out when your commentary has no cogent value.
There's actually fewer rules in the arena, as you know, punditry, than there is in basketball. It's no whole bar. Just the way it's the business we're in, and we got to get used to it. And if he can't take the heat, then he should stay on the court.
You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. Yeah, I mean, the New York Times, because the New York Times agrees with LeBron James and Kevin Durant that Trump is a racist, blanking idiot. They agree. So they've of course said, well, it's racist. You can't say it's racist. Okay. All right. So was it racist to criticize the Dixie Chicks and Barbara Streisand during the Iraq war, as I did? I mean, it's you can't have it both ways. If you want to be a political pundit, okay, then here we go. Let's have a debate.
The latest presidential artist who just portrayed Obama, we know, in 2012, gave an interview where he said his decapitation of white women and redoing historical pictures where you hold the head of a white woman, he said this is sort of a play on the kill whitey genre. Nobody said a word. President President Obama had Kendrick Lamar into the White House, Laura, whose album came out that week with a dead white judge on the White House lawn celebrated by rappers toasting. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had a country western singer in who had a African-American judge dead, white people toasted him? So I know that it's asymmetrical, and I know the defense of it is, well, there's been years of oppression, so it can't be equal. But it's now, you know, we're into the second half century of the civil rights movement, and it's at some time people have to be responsible and say, you know what, your ideas are going to be, they're going to be judged and critiqued like anybody else. There's no more exemption because of your particular superficial appearance. It's just content of your character, not the color of your skin.